Blessed Samhain, and happy Halloween to all of you. This is the end of the harvest season and the time for us to prepare for the long, dark days ahead. Rather than dreading the coming of the dark, we should look forward to it as a time to recharge ourselves. This is the perfect time for your work to simply be wrapping yourself in a blanket, pouring a cup of tea, reading a book. This is a day celebrated in many cultures around the world as a day to honor the ancestors. It's said that today the veil between the world of the living and the world of the dead is at its thinnest, and the dead can return to us at this time. Now, this doesn't mean that suddenly we're going to see zombies and ghosts walking down the streets until tonight when trick-or-treating happens. But it does mean now we have an opportunity to revisit those that have gone before us and the lessons they taught us or are still teaching us. How this happens for you and for everyone is different. Many cultures have ceremonies, festivals that help with this. In my house, it's a little simpler. I tell my children the stories of their grandparents and great-grandparents. I allow myself to sit with that cup of tea and have a conversation with my ancestors. I tell my mom about everything that's happening with me and my children and our family, which is a lot this year. I tell my dad about the things I've managed to fix on my own. And he tells me how complicated I made something very simple. I take out a book that I have, and I update it. It is a book that I fill with the names and the people who have loved me into being. And at this time of the year, it's a good time to revisit them and thank them. Some are people from my genetic family tree. Some are people in my chosen family tree. And some are just people who came in and made a difference in my life. Sometimes it goes the other way, and you are contacted by your ancestors. You know it when you hear a piece of music or you read something that reminds you of them. This usually means that there's a lesson there that you've forgotten or you need to learn. You may have strayed from the path that they think you should be on. This year, that lesson is coming from my great-grandfather. And I don't know yet what it is, but I'll figure it out. It's coming in the form of name, Luann. He called me Luann my entire life, and I don't know that he knew my name was Leanne. In the past 2 weeks leading up to today, people I've known have slipped up and called me Luann. So now I'm going to sit with my great-grandfather and figure out what he needs to tell me. Sitting quietly and remembering those that have gone before us is the best way to bring them back across the veil. If even for a moment they are here with us as we remember the joy, the stories, the laughter that they brought into our life, and the way they made us feel, and the way they made this world a better place. What does all this have to do with Halloween, trick-or-treating, and all of that? Well, most of our Halloween traditions are rooted in pagan celebrations. Jack-o'-lanterns were originally traditional root vegetables hollowed out and candles lit to let the ancestors find their way to your home. Costumes and masks were worn so that if an evil spirit managed to cross the veil, he couldn't identify you and pull you back with him. Treats were left outside as an offering to the ancestors so they could once again enjoy the things that they loved while being part of the living people. I'm not sure if the offerings left were as good as a Reese's peanut butter cup, but traditions can be improved upon. To weave together the honoring of those who have gone before us and the joy of costumes, trick-or-treating, and chocolate. Seems maybe not to work. Unless you realize that the first person you leave behind, the first person who leaves you, is the child that you were. The child leaves you the first time someone tells you to grow up, act your age, stop being ridiculous. The child you were leaves the first time someone tells you that your dream is impossible or impractical. The first time they ask, well, how will you make money doing that? Or, do you know how long you'll have to go to school for that? As a child, you know with certainty that you can be a fireman, policeman, builder, astronaut. Or a princess, cowboy, dancer that swims with dolphins. But when an adult in your life says, that's not possible. That's too hard. Boys can't. Girls shouldn't. The veil comes down between you and the child. I was asked why I like to work with the youngest children, and I answered it very simply, that I want there to be an adult in their life who completely understands that, yes, you can absolutely be a farmer, astronaut, ballerina, president, even if they can only believe that for one more day. So now, I want to be that adult for all of you. What did that child standing on the other side of the veil want to be before an adult intervened? Did he want to be an astronaut before you were told you get carsick, you can't be an astronaut? Were you going to be a singer, a writer? Or were you going to win the next Nobel Prize? Halloween is the perfect time to revisit that child and bring their dream back to life. Even just for tonight. No one tells you on Halloween that being a paleontologist rock star is impractical, impossible, or too difficult. They just look at you and say, really? You look fabulous. So take a moment. Push aside the veil. Look that child in the eye. Ask them, what did you want to be? Now go to your closet. Find what you need. Make that dream happen. We look forward to seeing you today here on our beautiful East Shore campus at noon, dressed as whatever that child wanted to be. We've pushed the veil back here and have made a safe space for you to once again be the child who writes books about monkeys while living under the ocean. And before you think I'm just slightly crazy and that I've made this all up, every dream I have mentioned here today is a dream of a child here at East Shore in our RE program, a child whose imagination knows that they can be a race car driver as well as an astronaut. Imagine the conversations we can have with them and the possible ways that they can grow to become loving adults if we just tell them that their dreams are possible. Tonight, people are going to come knocking at your door saying, trick or treat. Don't question if they're old enough or too old. Don't be the one who says you're time to grow up. Be the adult for everyone who comes to their door who believes in them. If it's a teenager, not quite in a costume, understand that his costume is simply the child he still wants to be just for one more moment. Give him the candy. Wish him happy Halloween. For this one night, believe in that dream. By being a better adult to the child we once were, and by being a better adult to the children throughout the world, we can be better adults to each other, and we can make this world a much better place. Blessed Samhain to you all, and happy Halloween to everyone.